We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood
and beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Production on the movie called Don't Worry, Filming has been shut down for 2 weeks now, according to Deadline. Everyone has to quarantine due to someone testing positive to COVID-19. I don't know if it was somebody, one of the cast members or someone on set who actually tested positive or just their proximity to someone who did. But the movie stars Harry Styles, Chris Pine. It's a big movie, but New Line Cinema had to shut it down. What are you going to do?
Where are they filming? At least are you quarantined like somewhere in like Rio or Aruba or somewhere beautiful?
It's not like you'd be able to go out and enjoy it. It's still like view out your window.
Stuck somewhere in North Dakota. Like, this is miserable.
Stop. Miley Cyrus just released her new collaboration with Stevie Nicks called Edge of Midnight. It's a mashup of Miley's song Midnight Sky and Stevie Nicks' song Edge of 17, and it's awesome. Miley's album Plastic Hearts coming out on November 27th.
Is it hard to tell the two apart? Because they do have a very, very similar sound with that kind of deep, raspy, rock, awesome voice.
Listen, Stevie Nicks is Stevie Nicks. Like, come on.
Don't you dare.
I mean, come on. A Family Ties reunion is happening online on Tuesday for charity. Michael J. Fox is taking part in it along with Michael Gross, Meredith Baxter, so they got the parents, and Tina Yothers, one of the younger sisters, but Justine Bateman is not on the bill, at least not yet.
Man, I had the biggest crush on her on that show watching. I mean, she had me by a handful of years, but I had the biggest crush on her.
Who did you not have a crush on?
I know.
Let's see. Alyssa Milano, Punky Brewster. There was quite a few.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
So, Ada, what the heck is going on with Ada? We see all these models and these turns and everything. Well, let's go to the expert, shall we?
Yeah.
Our friend Troy Bridges over at News 6 this morning. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, guys. It's the weekend almost. It's taken a while, right, to get to the weekend?
Absolutely. But we're all kind of keeping our eyes looking at Ada and trying to figure out what the heck is Ada doing? Does Ada know what Ada's doing?
Well, Ada has been in confusion for the past few days, but now the models are in decent agreement that this thing will move this weekend into Cuba and strengthen again to a tropical storm. Now, as it heads into Cuba, it will then make a sharp turn into the Gulf of Mexico early next week, which is pretty good news for us because it means it will not be a direct hit for Central Florida, but South Florida will see that increased chance for rain heading into next week. And then some of the models after that are confused, but many of them do take it up into the panhandle by the end of next week and next weekend. So this thing is something we're going to be watching for several days.
Okay, so I said, just because of what's happened with every single storm, it seems, so far this season, that the Gulf just cannot get a break.
Right.
And here we go again.
Yeah, the chance for it even to move closer to Louisiana. And, you know, they've already had several hits. So we hope it doesn't hit anywhere near there. The good news is it looks like it will stay a tropical storm. Hopefully it won't strengthen to a hurricane. So even if it does hit our panhandle, it may, I say only in quotes, be a tropical storm. Again, we've got a lot of time to watch that, but we're pretty confident it will move into South Florida and make that sharp turn early next week.
And if it does that mean extra rain here this weekend in the beginning part of next week?
It's so widespread and overspreading a large part of that region already. So they're already seeing rain in Cuba. As the center of this circulation moves over Cuba, we'll see increased rain in Central Florida, but it won't be flooding rain. Now, South Florida could see some flooding if it stays in that region for the next few days.
All All right. Well, we'll keep in close contact with you over at News 6. Thank you so much for the latest on Ada. It's Troy Bridges, our meteorologist buddy over at Channel 6.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Good to talk to you always, guys. Have fun.
Bye, Troy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go! Woo!
Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
Mix 105.1. It's Friday, so why are you smiling?
407-919-1051. Tell us why you're smiling. All right, Carolyn, what's this good news? Why are you smiling this morning?
Good morning. I'm smiling because I just won Teacher of the Year at my high school.
Oh! Yay! That is fantastic news. What school?
Point Siena High School in Osceola County, and I have been teaching for 10 years. And in a year where I feel every teacher deserves to be Teacher of the Year, I am so proud of myself, but I am so grateful to my colleagues because it was my colleagues who chose me. So it's peer voted, and I could not be more over the moon. My family are not educators. They're actually all in the medical industry. So they're like, yay, whoopee-doo. And I'm like, okay, I understand you don't get it. But, like, this is a big deal.
That's a huge deal. I teared up. Talking about your colleagues, I teared up. That's amazing.
I cried because the first, when they like, bust into your room, 20 of them. And I'm like, this is not socially distancing.
But they came in with that big old well-deserved plaque. Congratulations, Carolyn. I mean, that's an unbelievable award to receive.
Thank you. And I did. I cried my eyes out because I said this year has been so hard. From March until now, and even in Jet, like, it's been so hard for educators that I couldn't. And the fact that they think that I did the best job of handling it all, I was like, okay. Thank you.
Man, when we get to the end of this year, I mean, it really is 2020, the year of teachers, frontline workers.
Absolutely.
And, you know, people who just kept things going, keeping things going for kids in a year like this. Hats off to you. Congratulations.
Thank you guys so much. And I was like, man, I never use my real name. I always use a fake name because I never want anybody to know it's me.
But not this time, everybody. It's Carolyn, the teacher of the year.
Woo! Thanks for calling us.
Thank you, guys.
Diane, good morning. It's your turn. Why are you smiling?
Hey, can I say two things? I'm sorry.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, number one, I'm a nurse practitioner, so I work both ER and in urgent care. And I had a patient come into the office the other day to say thank you to me for saving his life back in January. When I made him go to an ER, he ended up in his 40s. Needing emergency open heart surgery.
Oh my gosh.
That made me smile the whole week.
Yeah, you think you saved somebody's life. I mean, I know that's what you do for a living, but for somebody to take the time to come back and thank you, that's got to mean the world.
Yes. I said I never get closure on the people that I advise to go to an ER, but he did. And my other I'm happy is my husband and I paid off $20,000 in credit cards. And got rid of all of the high interest charges and other, you know, companies making money off of you. So that was awesome.
That's got to take a load of stress off your shoulders.
Oh, my God. We had to rework the whole budget, honey, because it's like, close that account, close that account, close that account.
No, that's fantastic news, though. Well, listen, you have an amazing weekend. You have definitely deserved it. Thanks for telling us why you're smiling, Diane.
I will. All right. Bye, y'all. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Top those two, Dana.
Well,
why are you smiling?
I'm smiling. I mean, it seems like a simple thing, but I don't take it for granted anymore. And I haven't been back to Magic Kingdom, I think, all this year because I'm drawn to Galaxy's Edge.
Yes.
But I got the reservation, which is something that you need. And so I'm going to take a long walk, one of my favorite walks in the city.
Through Main
Magic
Street,
yes.
Through all that. Yeah. All those favorite things.
Looking forward to that.
Maybe some decorations too, get you a little holiday spirit.
Mix 105.1. It's Friday, so why are you smiling?
So Wednesday was my 25th wedding anniversary, but also got good news that Wednesday was also the 1 year anniversary of my stepmom being officially cancer free.
Yay!
Happened on the exact same day. I'm like, what an awesome day. What a blessing.
Awesome. So,
congratulations, stepmom Debbie. All right, Geisha, good morning. Why are you smiling?
Good morning. I'm smiling because it's the end of our 11th week of school.
Woo! There she is, our teacher. So how was the 11th week? Was it better than the 10th?
Well, it's been a little bit rough this week. Report cards came out last week. But, you know, it's a good incentive for the kids to keep working hard.
Absolutely. Like Dana said, it is a tough year. Man, we appreciate everything that you teachers are doing for those kids. And it's got to be a weird year for the kids, too. You know, they're doing their best and trying to get through it, too. But we will get through it, right?
Yes. Yes, we will get through. Everything passes. Nothing is forever.
Week by week.
Absolutely. One Friday at a time. Yes. We will talk to you on week 12 next week. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Bye.
Mike, why are you smiling?
Because today is my 15th wedding anniversary with my beautiful wife, Lorraine.
Happy anniversary!
Woo!
Everybody leave
Thank
Mike
you.
And Lorraine alone this weekend. You guys got plans?
Just going out to dinner tonight.
Well, you guys enjoy. Have a wonderful romantic dinner and happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Noelle, why are you smiling?
Hi. I am smiling because I woke up this morning. I feel like everyone should at least be happy for that reason. I struggle some mornings, but overall, we woke up and we're blessed.
Amen. Absolutely.
Yes.
Enjoy your weekend.
Have a beautiful day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, good morning, Connor and Meredith. Why are you two smiling?
I'm smiling because tomorrow I'm starting off flag football. This is my first season, and I have tryouts tomorrow.
Well, that sounds exciting as heck. Flag football is a lot of fun. I hope you like to run.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have great weather, I think.
Yeah.
And why is your sister Meredith smiling?
Because I'm having a yard show tomorrow at my house.
Yes, Woo! You are.
What's the hot thing that you've got? What's the thing that you're looking forward to most to put out there for somebody to buy?
Well, I'm putting out some of my old toys.
Ah.
So you're going to make a little bit of your own money so you can save it up to buy something really cool, huh?
Yeah.
There you go. Well,
good luck
good
tomorrow.
Luck. Yeah, both of you. What a big weekend. Have an awesome Saturday.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Chantel, why are you smiling?
Well, I'm going to Meredith's yard sale.
See if you can go get a good deal.
So you weren't here Monday, but I officially moved again and I am smiling because my room is finally decorated, organized the way I want it to be. I have signs up almost on every wall.
Like to get out or no?
No.
Quiet, please. Trying to sleep in here.
Yeah. Well, that would be outside my door.
Well, welcome home. Congratulations on the new house.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning.
Every morning.
Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.